Hi, Bob Ream here with a moment for purity. In 1 Peter 2:11 it says, "Beloved, I beseech you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh that wage war against your soul." This is a great verse to memorize. I encourage you to do it. It's an important weapon as you battle for purity. "Beloved, I beseech you to abstain from the passions of the flesh." What are these passions of the flesh? Well, obviously, sexual lust is a passion of the flesh. So is indulging the eyes by looking at pornography. So is self-pleasuring, or taking a second or third or fourth look, or mentally undressing someone in your mind. So is fantasizing about someone in a sexual way, as is fornication, flirting, adultery, or touching someone inappropriately. All these are passions of the flesh. As is overeating. The Bible calls it gluttony. Just a little bit more, one more bite, or just one more scoop of ice cream. Or losing control of your anger, or cussing, or flipping someone off, or ranting, or raving, or giving someone a piece of your mind. All these are passions of the flesh. Or repeating gossip, or remembering past wrongs over and over again. It's a form of bitterness, reliving past hurts and repeating already forgiven transgressions. It's a way of indulging and feeding your flesh. The scriptures challenge us in so many areas. It says, "Beloved, I beseech you as aliens and exiles to abstain. I beg you, stop feeding your ego at the expense of your soul. Abstain from the passions of your flesh." As you go through the day, invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you continuously. He'll reveal to you where you need to abstain, where you need to change your thoughts and the control of your mind. He, the Holy Spirit's faithful, he'll teach you. I pray that you'd listen to his voice and abstain from the passions of the flesh. To receive a copy of a free devotional and information on how to receive other devotionals, I invite you to text the word purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, purity to 96362.